Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection, connecting you to boutique wine.
In here, in official capacity, representing Boutique Connection tonight, we have the one and only Matt Thompson.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's good. Yeah, so...
You survived the traffic, first and foremost. Heard that it is crap out there.
Yeah, it was the worst time for finding a park I've ever had, actually. Mm-hmm. Went around three times around the block. Mm-hmm. And my petrol... The petrol light went on, yeah. We must have all had that happen in traffic.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
But it's all good now. So the weather has got... I mean, the weather's got bad this afternoon, mm-hmm. but it was good earlier today and yesterday. It was amazing, so... We're doing a summery drink. Unfortunately, Renee
is under the weather.
Yeah.
Hence why she's missing this evening. So, yeah. we're thinking about you, Renee. Hope you're feeling better soon.
Shout out, Renee.
Yeah, shout out, Renee. Mm-hmm. So, she does wine, I do gin and whiskey. So, what I've done is a sangria, which I've done a gin sangria.
Can you call it sangria if it's gin? Is that all right?
I did a bit of Googling, Wikipediaing and stuff, and the recipes are really broad.
Yes.
But the funniest thing on Wikipedia was that, because it says if it's labelled as sangria, it has to come from Spain or Portugal.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, right. So
say it's sangria here in New Zealand. It's fine.
Well, it's not labelled as it, but... But it also said that it's very popular with tourists, even though the locals may not drink it. So I reckon it's something that they just make for tourists.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last time we had the gin sangria up here.
Yeah.
Man, did that really... Boy, it was a big batch. And it definitely... a few BFM volunteers tried it, and there were some great times had.
Ah. Yeah.
How long ago was this?
This was New Year's
Mad
Eve.
It was just before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. Dan Tate, if you're listening all the way from Ireland, we're going to have the sangria for you, mate. Okay, how do you make it, by the way?
Sorry,
how do you make it? You've poured it out.
So the key one, you've got to make it beforehand. So I started last night, and what I did was I got my Victor Gin original and sliced orange and sliced lime and orange juice and put that in a container in the fridge, so it was macerating, because you really want the oranges particularly to soak up some booze and come a bit little kind of mushy, and then today I added the wine and I added pineapple and blueberries
into like mushed up or just chunks.
Chunks.
Into the container, into said container.
Yeah, you said beautiful glass container in front of you.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
So we've got it in the glass, and you've also given us a bit of tonic.
And then I topped it up with tonic. I didn't want to put in the tonic early because I didn't want it to go flat. Also, what I did, because it's with gin, I basically made a good gin and juice mix. Like if you thought everything that I added, the gin, the orange juice, the lime, the oranges and pineapple, all that stuff's going to work on its own. Mm-hmm. And then we're adding the wine, tonic, and I also added a little bit of sugar.
Fun with wine.
Mm. Yeah.
This is, this is one of these great moments, just a bit of fun with some wine and some gin.
Definitely. I feel like you've got a bottle of wine left over. It's a fun time. I also love that, you know how wine can be a little bit snobby, like you wouldn't mix something with it, but I love that there's this drink that you can go for it.
Yes. Should we take a sip?
Yeah, let's take a sip.
We've got an assortment of BFM glassware up here. We need to get a matching set, man.
Cheers. Cheers, Darabi.
Cheers.
Cheers, Johnny.
Hey, Kibble. Yeah, we did it.
It's nice.
Thanks.
It's really nice.
That's lovely.
Thanks.
Yep. And now, Lewis, you had a sip of yours before the tonic.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Pretty similar. I mean, I think the flavor's really rich, so one way or the other. But it does add that nice, there's a little bit more, there's the sparkling soda quality, which is real nice. A little bit of levity, a little bit of something bitter going on there. It's nice.
But, I mean, obviously the weather has turned and we're drinking a red wine, but this feels like a summery drink.
It does.
Correct?
Yeah, holiday.
Yeah.
Party time.
Yeah.
I thought the tonic actually added quite a lot. Mm-hmm. It is, yeah, just that little bit of bubble. It's nice. Otherwise, because it was totally quite a rich drink with the gin and the wine.
Yeah.
The other, I mean, because normally you wouldn't use gin, you might use brandy or a fruit liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
But I think probably more people have got a bottle of gin at home.
Yes.
And a bottle of wine, so it's kind of quite a good combo for that.
Yeah, this is really nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Gin and red wine sangria, some fruit.
Rainy day in.
Didn't know it was possible. Great learnings, you know?
Yeah.
Crack that one out.
Yeah.
I score this very highly. We should also just shout out Renee from Boutique Connection one more time. Check him out. You've heard the ad that's on air at the moment. As I've come to learn, they distribute a fantastic range of wines.
Mm.
I mean, it's kind of hard to put into words how amazing their wines have been that she's brought in so far. So check them out online. It's a subscription service. So you can get your hands on like some rad underground wines.
Unbelievably well priced. Yeah. Unbelievably well priced for a subscription service to these kinds of wines. Like, holy.
As in not a wine guy, I always find it a bit of a problem. Like, if you're going out and you're trying to pick a wine, mm-hmm. you don't really know what you're looking at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to turn up with a wine that's a bit like, who brought that again? You know what I mean?
But this way you can guarantee that you're showing up with something dank because you didn't pick it. Someone else with the knowledge picked did.
It. Yeah, yeah. So at least if it was no good, you could be like, oh, well, actually, I was just supporting the subscription.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think actually it's going to give you great wines that you can talk about, you know, and you're supporting local
bit of a story.
Producers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's really great.
Awesome.
In fact, I think I will sign up, actually.
There we go.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, dudes. Thank you, Matt.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers, Boutique Connection.
Your shout, yeah? Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Boutique Connection. Connecting you to boutique wine.